Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
It's been a while since I've been to the eye doctor, but I remember the last time I went there, which was the same as every other time I've gone. And there's the test that seems almost futile, which is when they keep flipping between two different lenses and asking you which one is better. And at a certain point, I don't care. They all kind of seem to blur together. And I'm not quite sure if I'm just picking one because I feel like I have to. And so sometimes I'm saying they seem the same. And I don't really know what the doctor's doing with that or if it's even helpful. But it's not always clear, even though it seems it should be, which way I can see best. But sometimes there's this moment when they show you something and it's clearly worse. And then they show a few others and it's maybe getting better, but then they flip one in and it's clear. And maybe they do a few others, but there's this striking shift between this is blurry and unfocused or just kind of odd, and then this is clear and I can see. And that came to mind in light of today's gospel from Mark chapter 8. And it says, "When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, 'Do you see anything?' Looking up, the man replied, 'I see people looking like trees and walking.' Then he laid his hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, 'Do not even go into the village.'" And so on one hand, it's easy to look at this gospel and wonder why Jesus needed to try to heal this man twice. Jesus is all powerful. Obviously, he could place his hands on this man and he could be healed completely the first time. But maybe there's something especially significant about showing the man what partial sight looks like, where he's able to see things a little bit, right? He sees people, but they look like trees. And then to put his hands on him again and allow him to see things distinctly and clearly. And so the first healing was better than his blindness before, but the second healing was the best. And that perhaps he wouldn't have been able to fully appreciate the clarity with which he was able to see if he hadn't seen poorly the first time. And I think the Lord does that sometimes with us. He allows us to be partially satisfied with things less than him, and to experience this wrestling and this longing for more, so that when we encounter him, we can recognize what this true fulfillment actually feels like. Or he allows us to experience partial healing, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and then he grants us this full and complete healing, which makes that even better, since we knew I could have lived with what I had before. It was better than how I was initially, but this final condition is even better. And the danger is that we would experience part of the healing and then just settle for it. That we wouldn't return to the Lord and ask for a greater outpouring of his mercy and his grace and his healing, but that we would just walk around seeing people looking like trees and thinking that we're actually seeing reality when we're just seeing half-truths. And so today I want to challenge you and to challenge me. What are the ways in which I need to bring my woundedness to the Lord for his healing? My misperceptions, my confusion, and invite the Lord to heal it fully. Maybe I'm part of the way there. Maybe I can see somewhat, I can see dimly. But how does the Lord want to offer an even deeper healing and a greater outpouring of his grace today? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your mercy and for the grace that you give us so generously. Thank you for the witness of this blind man who you healed and then gave an even deeper and greater healing to. Grant us the grace to always bring ourselves to you and to ask for your full and complete healing and to trust that you can and will do this. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.